This is Colorful Radio.
So coming up right now, the legendary Leroy Burgess in interview here on Colourful Radio, the Ghetto Heaven Show with me, Stretch Taylor, bringing real music back to the table. Tuesday nights, UK time, 9 till midnight, New York time, 4 till 7. Colourful Radio, old school to new court on DAB across London. Don't forget the text line 80818, and you can get at me on the text as well. And also on the internet, on the emails, and also we're up on Facebook as well tonight. Get in touch with the show. Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show, each and every Tuesday here, Colourful Radio on DAB and worldwide, colourfulradio.com. We've had some great guests in the studio recently, at the legendary Leon Ware, Beverly Knight, Eric Benet, and hot newcomer Melanie Fiona on the show. But tonight we have a man who's quietly made musical history. Music maker for several decades, truly a pioneer in black music. His amazing discography includes classic recordings and collaborations with many legendary artists. In fact, it's four decades, 70s, 80s, 90s and the noughties. Perhaps best known for his role in the groups Aleem, Black Ivory and Universal Robot Band. I'm proud tonight to welcome to Colourful Radio for an exclusive interview another one of my musical heroes, legendary singer, songwriter, producer, Mr. Leroy Burgess. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Stretch. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you enjoying London, then?
I always enjoy London. London is a fantastic place, a fantastic town. The entirety of the UK is just wonderful, and it's a joy to be here every single time I come.
So there's so much to go through with you. You know, yourself as a vocalist in your own right. So all the groups you've been involved with, to the tracks you've written and produced for other artists.
I keep hearing that there's so much to go through this.
But we can't have you without discussing your past and what music you've made, of course. And it's a deep history and a deep catalogue of gems. But going back to the jazz festival that you're here for,
right,
in London, you did that yesterday, yeah? Was that cool?
Yeah, it was great. I was brought over by my good friend Leroy Smith, who has been the facilitator of the Portobello New Jazz Festivals for these many years, and it's been my pleasure to be a part of the last two. And last night was really awesome. I had a wonderful, wonderful group of musicians that was headed up by Kitey Tatum, and we just got up and did our thing, and it was amazing, and the audience was so supportive. It was a wonderful experience.
Wow, sounds good. A shame I couldn't have been there.
Yeah, you missed it. You missed it.
You come back next year.
Well, God willing, I hope that I will be. I'm always happy to come to London. I'm always happy to do whatever it is I can do, and I'm happy that, and I hope that at that time everybody will be receptive as well.
I mean, you were so prolific between, especially, 79 and sort of 86. Did you ever sleep during those times? I mean, the amount of tracks.
I got plenty of sleep, actually.
Really?
I mean, I made the most of the time that I was awake, but I got enough. I got sleep. If I didn't, I don't know that I would have been able to do it.
It's a substantial amount of work. We're going to feature about 18 tracks actually on the show tonight.
Yeah, that's cool.
From your career, whether it's yourself or other artists, yeah. So, but we're not expecting to start with the old tonight. In fact, we're going to go brand new.
Okay.
Now, young Helen out there in Mallorca in Spain,
right,
just sent me a few new tracks. All right. So, I think there were like four or five that she sent me. So, do you know the tracks that I mean?
Well, I don't
it's
know.
It's up to you.
I don't know it's, which specific choose. Tracks that she
you're
sent.
You're going to choose the three
but,
we played.
But they're likely from the two newest projects, which are my new album, Throwback Volume 2, Sugar Hill, And the second is would be from the new Black Ivory album, which is our first new album as a group since 1980.
The new Black Ivory album. Wow.
A brand new Black Ivory album called Continuum. And as I said, it's the first project that myself, Stuart Bascom, Russell Patterson, the three original members, have gotten together and worked on and produced. And it's been a long time coming, but we're finally ready to get it out there and have the public give us their opinion of what they think. And I think they'll like it a lot. We like it. We like everything.
So. I love the new tracks that I've been sent, actually. So so without further ado, we're going to get into three new tracks back-to-back.
Okay.
From Mr. Leroy Burgess. Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show here each and every Tuesday. Colourful Radio with my special guest tonight, Mr. Leroy Burgess.
All right.
Three brand new joints back-to-back. Keep it here, Colourful. Ghetto Heaven Show here on Colourful Radio with my special guest tonight, Leroy Burgess. Now, Leroy, three wicked new tracks back to back. So how did you, has the Black Ivory thing, you know, come back around again?
Well, my friends Stuart and Russell, we've been friends for these past 40 years now. And, you know, we actually got back together in 1995 and started just doing performances together. Around 2002, 2003, we thought it might be a good idea to begin to put together a new album.
Right.
And so we started collecting songs and looking at material.
Yeah.
And, you know, picking which songs we thought might work best and getting them produced and getting them under production and so forth and so on. And now finally we've got 12 songs done. And they're currently in the final mix / mastering stage. And they're being mastered down in Atlanta by a really good friend of mine, Daz IQ. And so he's doing the mastering. And as soon as they're mastered, I'm hoping to have the both projects, both my own and Black Ivory's, released sometime in early 2010. Which is actually the commemorative date of our anniversary, our 40th anniversary.
Wow. Can't wait to hear the whole of that new material.
It's some really good stuff. I'm very, very happy, and it was a joy to work on with my dear friends.
Yeah. Now, you've done a massive amount of tracks for yourself and different artists over the years.
Yeah.
So many different disguises, some that I've been still finding out myself recently. Are you dodging the tax, man?
not really.
Just shunning the limelight on some of your
I generally shun the limelight, because I think that the more that one's personality is in the limelight, the less the music is being paid attention to. And sometimes we tend to reflect upon the individual as opposed to the art itself. And so my choice has always been to back away from, you know, public scrutiny and allow the public to just use the music to make their judgments. It also gives the music an opportunity to live and develop a life of its own in the eyes of the public without having a personality to get in the way of that. So that's mainly the reason why I have pulled back all these many years. You know, I'm cool with interviews and so forth, and I'm very, very grateful for the attention that persons like yourself and many of the wonderful DJs and radio interviewers have been kind enough to afford me. But generally, I try to stay away from as much public scrutiny as is possible, because I realize that doing so allows the public to reflect upon the art and the music as opposed to me personally.
I mean, some of the stuff I've been finding out, I've been like a detective. I really didn't know that you wrote some of the tracks and stuff like that for other artists. I've been finding out quite a lot recently.
A friend of mine said he doesn't really look at the credits, but, you know, when he hears a great song, that's when he'll start to look at them. And he finds himself quite surprised to see my name in various capacities on these tracks. And so I kind of like it that way, you know. That way it doesn't really reflect so much upon me as it does upon the music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's an uplifting record that's being heard, the chances are maybe it's that you've been one of the writers or produced it.
Well,
from the 80s and the 90s.
I like thinking positive. I like feeling positive. And I like positive messages being inflected and in my music. So I actively try to do that in my composition process, to present something that has the ability to uplift the listener.
Yeah.
You know, I know that music does that for me, not just, you know, in the message that certain songs have and the storylines of certain songs, but in the general nature of music itself. It's soothing, it's calming, it's uplifting, and it has the ability to really be a spiritual enhancement. So I pride myself in being blessed to be a part of that, and I try to do the best that I can to infuse positivity, because much music gets to so many young people whose minds can be influenced and you know, make a decision on what their influences are. So I try to the extent that I can, make sure that my influence and my statements are positive and uplifting and empowering, because I'd like people to walk away from the music feeling better about themselves, feeling happy, feeling bouncy with a little smile on their face, and take that into their day and into their lives and try to make the best of it. So that's what I do.
Who's some of your favorite artists you've worked with over the years?
Stevie Wonder has a particular place in my heart. One, because he was kind enough to impart many lessons of musicianship and, you know, musical awareness and musical theory, just out of the goodness of his heart. Lessons to which I have always taken, you know, very, very seriously and incorporated into my work. Quincy Jones is probably my favorite producer, him and Tom Bell. Tom Bell is my mom's cousin, and I've always loved his music. And Quincy Jones comes from the jazz era, which is where I was trained. My original teacher, my first teacher when I was age 11, was a gentleman named Herbie Jones, who was the chief rhythm and brass arranger for the Duke Ellington Orchestra while Duke Ellington was alive. Hence my deep jazz influence in most of the music that I do. So there are a great many people that whose music touches me and through whom I get my inspiration. So, I mean, the list goes on. You don't want me to start naming people, because it'll just go on and on and on and on.
So you've like developed like a cult status in the UK. That's a nice thing, yeah?
The word cult is a little bit tricky, but I'm honored and very, very blessed to have the support and respect of many of the citizens of the UK as regards my music and my craft. I think that that is a blessing and a godsend, and I'm very proud to have it and to be a part of it.
What was it like working for those labels, you know, Celso and the Nia labels? I miss getting the Nia 12 inches all wrapped up out of their packet, you know. I miss that label.
Well, working with labels is, as you might imagine, it's working with labels. The corporate mentality is there, and, you know, sometimes you can surmount it, and other times it just wields its influence into all kinds of places in your life. Today's marketplace is a much more independently free and independently run operation that affords, you know, everybody an opportunity and a voice. So I'm for that, you know. I'll tell you, when I was young, I couldn't get a piano. I couldn't, you know, my family just couldn't afford it. I'm one of seven kids, so, you know, you got to feed the kids as opposed to buying a piano or something like that. But The grace of the Lord is that I was able to find my way to, you know, pianos around the neighborhood and pianos around the area that allowed me to do so. And I just tried to take whatever I could find and make the best I could with it, and that's what I continue to do to this day.
Yeah. For me, you've definitely got your own sound as well. I know when it's a Leroy record.
Well, as I said before, there are a couple of defining things. Boogie being the tempo and the speed is one of them.
Yeah.
But additionally, you will find that almost all of my music has a very profound jazz influence, because I try to incorporate jazz chords into what I'm doing, so that it gives the music more dimension. It's not just C major to G major or C major to F major to G major. You know, I'll do things like C diminished, C augmented, C11, you know, and instead of going to F or G, I'll go like to F sharp, you know, just to do something that is unexpected,
mm-hmm.
you know, and keep the music alive and spontaneous.
Mm. So let's get into some of your classic tracks now.
Okay. Yeah?
If we can. We're going to hit you with four back-to-back now here on Colourful. One of my favorites, in fact, I think my favorite, Get Loosed, Balloon, and we're going to get into Heartbreaker, Get Down Friday Night, and some Universal Robot Band.
That's what's up.
Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show, here with my special guest tonight, I'm very pleased to say, Mr. Leroy Burgess. Stretch Taylor's Ghetto Heaven Show here on Colourful Radio, 9 till midnight each and every Tuesday, bringing real music back to the table. Now, Leroy, those are four tracks back to back. Talk about those. That's just like crazy history for me.
Well,
when I was growing up,
all four tracks are wonderful tracks.
Yeah.
My favorite of the amongst the group is Barely Breaking Even by Universal Robot Band.
Okay.
Which is essentially Universal Robot Band is the same as the Law Group, same members and so forth and so on, and As a matter of fact, that song was supposed to be on the Log album,
okay.
right? But my co-producer at the time, Greg Carmichael, he was a little bit disgruntled
right.
at the people at South Soul Records.
Okay.
So he actually went in and grabbed a master of Barely Breaking Even, took it away, and put it out on another label.
Mm.
You know, but that's one of my favorites because, like I said, the group was together. Myself and the members of Log, and we just had a ball.
Mm. It sounds crazy. Like that.
We went crazy. It was nuts.
The track still goes down well when I play it in the clubs. It's like mm-hmm. those crazy bells.
Right. Yeah. We did our thing with regard to percussion and so forth and so on. We tried to always have an agogo or a couple of cowbells.
Mm.
So. Pardon me. We tried to have a couple of cowbells and you know that kind of became a bit of a signature.
Mm. One of my favorite records ever, actually, Thorn DeRay.
Fatback.
Yeah. You produced them. Did you write that as well?
I wrote with myself, James Calloway, and Sonny Davenport. We composed the song.
Yeah.
I assisted with the production, but essentially turned the production over to Bob Blank of Blank Productions.
Mm. Now, just going back into one of those tracks we played, Get Loose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Now that means a lot to me. I mean, especially at school, I was breakdancing. I remember backspinning to that record, and I mean that was the early times of hip hop as well. So it was like a transformation between like electro and hip hop, and you was part of that as well.
Yes, indeed.
How does that feel? Looking back on that now,
That was my work with the Aleem brothers, who are very very good friends and very 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 tight brothers. Get Loose was just something that we wanted to have fun with. We had previously released a record called Release Yourself.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun with that. But then Tahaka and Tunde Wa Aleem asked Sonny Davenport and myself to create kind of a sequel to Release Yourself. And it ended up being Get Loose. And everybody really loves that song.
Still.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great record, yeah. I mean, when you were doing it at the time, did you just think you lacing your soulful vocals as usual over a good soul record, or did you realize at the time how advanced beat wise it was?
No, well, I don't think that I pre-realized that it was advanced or anything like that.
Mm.
I thought it was good, I liked it, but we just wanted it to be the best record it could possibly be.
Mm. So those Aleem days, as I said, that was really my first introduction to you. You know, I've gone back since then and looked at your other material. Uh-huh. So describe like a typical day for Aleem when you was making those records.
A typical day for Aleem would be them calling me up and me going over to their studio. And, you know, either we would work on something that was already in progress, or we would try to compose and construct something new. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of there was a lot of love with them, and I continue to look forward into appreciate and honor their friendship. They're good guys.
The Gary Heaven Show with me, Stretch Taylor, here. My special guest tonight, the legendary Mr. Leroy Burgess. Let's get into four more old school tracks back to back right now. Going to hit you with Release Yourself, Hooked on Your Love, I Know You Will, and Confusion. Keep it here, Colourful. Back on the other side, Colourful Radio, DAB across London and worldwide, colourfulradio.com. Here with our special guest tonight, Leroy Burgess, here on the Ghetto Heaven Show. Now, those tracks, Leroy, you want to talk about those? Release Yourself, Hooked on Your Love. I Know You Will, one of my favourites, and Confusion.
Well, let's isolate I Know You Will first, that being part of the Log album project. Yeah. And again, that's myself, James Calloway, Sonny Davenport, and the members of Log slash Conversion. We were very, very close and very, very friendly, and we kind of developed that sound, and we're happy to be able to produce an album of it, and you know, we kind of stayed with that. The other three that you mentioned, Release Yourself, Get Loose, and Confusion, that's part of the Aleem package.
Yeah.
All right, the twin brothers, Tahaka and Tunde Aleem, and they were the ones who brought me into that. Mm. All right, so it was very, very cool.
Yeah. Now, you cross a lot of music genres with your music, yeah? I mean, you've used loads of remixes before it was, you know, kind of fashionable as well.
Mm-hmm.
People like Shep Pettibone from back in the day, who obviously went on to work with people like Madonna and stuff like that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So looking back on that now, how do you feel about that, the whole remixing at that time?
Well, I think that remixing is great. Mm. All right, it gives the opportunity for the composition to acquire a fresh perspective and a breath of air kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm very into remixing and so forth and so on, and yeah, trying to get it right.
Yeah, I mean, your influence goes right onto house music as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Through the disco, through the Studio 54 type of sound from
disco into boogie and then into house.
Yeah.
And I'm working with some great house producers such as Glenn Underground, Ron Trent, Mr. Ali, Shay Demir. These are all great artists, great producers, and I'm working with them on the regular.
Yeah. What was that whole disco boogie era like? Crazy.
Fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was at a freer time.
Yeah.
When you know, there wasn't so much to worry about. We would just go out and try to have fun and try to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. So who are your influences?
Wow. My influences. There's a lot. As I mentioned, Stevie Wonder, Herbie Hancock, Quincy Jones, Count Basie, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Johnny Mathis, Nat King Cole, Sarah Vaughan, Steely Dan, Earth, Wind & Fire, my Uncle Tom Bell. There's so many influences, I'd be talking with you all day about them.
Yeah. What sort of influence did someone like Michael Jackson have in your career?
Well, as I've explained this before, I met Michael twice in my life.
Yeah.
And the most definitive time was when I met him in 1973.
Yeah.
And I just had a really brief moment with him. And Michael stressed to me the importance of developing and getting my own original voice.
Yeah.
Having my own original voice as an artist. So it's through that that I began working outside of Black Ivory just to produce and work on something that was my own.
I mean, now Michael's dead, we should realize how important it is to appreciate beautiful music while the artist is still alive as well.
Michael has left us, but he's left us with a great many great tracks, and you know, his legacy will live on forever.
Yeah,
you know, and it's a blessing to have had him in our lives for as long as we did.
Nice words here on Colourful, on a nice station, Colourful Radio on DAB and worldwide, colourfulradio.com. Me, Stretch Taylor, with my special guest tonight, very special guest, Mr. Leroy Burgess.
Thank you.
We're going to hit you with four more joints back to back right now. We're going to get into some Black Ivory and Fonda Rae, Over Like a Fat Rat.
Mm-hmm.
Dazzle, You Dazzle Me, great record.
Right.
And Weekend as well.
Wow, okay.
Keep it here, Colourful. Four classics back to back from Leroy Burgess. So, Leroy, coming back on the other side, speak about those tracks here on Colourful.
Well, Fonda Rae, Over Like a Fat Rat was a very, very popular song and very well received, particularly with the ladies, you know, who identify with the storyline that of Over Like a Fat Rat, which I kind of wrote in homage to my sister, who was having some problems with her boyfriends being a little overzealous.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, that sounds like a good place for us to start a story.
Yeah.
And I think Sonny came up with Over Like a Fat Rat as the title. Yeah. James came up with the bass lines and such. And I worked on the lyrics, so.
Yeah.
You know, piano and the lyrics, so. That's a cool record.
Yeah, it is a cool record as well. What do you think about the whole sampling thing in hip-hop? I mean, obviously, with that track, Gram Puba sampled that record as well.
Mm-hmm. I think sampling is cool. I think that musicians or artisans who would like to express themselves but don't have the ability or command of an instrument should use sample.
Yeah. Yeah. So they say the cream always rises to the top eventually. Yeah, people are discovering you still like 30 years later now.
Yeah, people have been kind and have been looking into my career.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my blessing that people are starting to feel me.
Yeah. Taking stock of your career, what are your thoughts and what does the future still hold for Leroy Burgess?
Well, grace of God, I hope to continue to proceed through life in good health and good spirit.
Mm-hmm.
As to what God may provide for me or what lies ahead for me, I plan to continue doing what I do, right? Initially with the release of Continuum, and secondarily with the release of Throwback Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that they were received well and that they're well accepted.
Yeah.
And I hope that they bring a lot of joy to a whole new generation of people.
I hope so too. So when's the planned due date for those projects to come
out? I was hoping for a possible October, but it's as it's in the mastering stage.
Yeah.
And I don't anticipate the mastering of all 24 tunes being done by the end of October. I was thinking about November, trying to release it, but that's kind of close to the holiday period, Christmas, Thanksgiving, and so forth.
Yeah.
So I might just wait until our 40th anniversary.
Right. Yeah.
And release it sometime in January.
Yeah. So when do you think you're going to be back in the UK as we're doing some more live dates?
as far as all the way live, with the band, I hope to be back at Portobello again next year.
Okay.
All right. As far as PAs go, you know, with music tracks in the background, I'm looking to try to get to Southport this year.
Oh, cool, yeah. Right. Have you done Southport before?
Oh, yes. Twice. Yes. Yeah. Twice before. You know, I'd like to do it the third time as a charm. So yeah. I want to do it one more time.
Great event, Southport Weekender, yeah? So, I admire your longevity in the game. Still going. Still going strong.
Right.
And I appreciate your time, actually, after heard about you missing your flight yesterday, but you can still find time to pass through
the show. It's my pleasure. I'm happy that you invited me, and it's my pleasure and joy to be here as well.
I want to thank Leroy for bringing you here as well. Bringing you in.
Thank Leroy Smith and the people at Direct Drive TV, who have been my sponsors and advocates of my work. It's a pleasure and an honor to work with such brilliant people, and to be here again in London. And I look forward to getting back very, very soon. I'm hoping to make Southport this year. So
look out, Southport.
Know, yeah, I love doing Southport, and I hope to get there again. And then perhaps a year from now, through the grace of God, I'll be back doing Portobello again.
Yeah. Also got thanks to Helen Williams tonight for initially hooking the interview up back.
Thank you, Helly.
Thank you, Hel.
Thank you, Helly. And even though I didn't get any of your famous spinach lasagna, I still
What's
love
the lasagna?
It.
I haven't heard about that lasagna.
She makes a wonderful spinach lasagna that I've been wanting since forever. But unfortunately, she couldn't make it over this time. So I'm going to hold her to making me a big plate of lasagna sometime in the near future when we continue working on the tour and doing more dates and stuff like that. I probably have to go to a house in Spain to get it, you know, but then I want a whole giant pan of lasagna for myself.
Sounds nice to me. I think I'll be on the plane with you.
Yeah, that'll be what's up.
That just leads me to say thank you, Leroy Burgess, for coming in today.
Thank you for
having
me.
To Living Legends. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir, and God bless.
I want to just say one last thing. I want to thank each and every fan, each and every supporter, everybody who has taken the time to listen to my work and be moved by it. I want to thank everybody who's come out to my show. I want to thank all the people of the wonderful United Kingdom. Of London, of Manchester, of Ireland, everywhere, of Scotland. I hope to get to Ireland and Scotland for my first performances there.
Yeah.
But I thank everyone, all the wonderful British citizens for being so supportive of my entire career, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Leroy. We're going to finish with four tracks, and
that's it from me, Stretch
the legendary on the Gary Evans Show. Thank you, sir. Interview today
Thank
with
you.
The I'm legendary by. Leroy Burgess. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is Colourful Radio,
the station for people who know their music.